This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and you're listening to Greg and Joe.
Well, I think we should just bring on Paulie, better known as Burt Young.
They're talking about a movie called Creed.
You know what, though? We better have Paulie in that movie.
If they dump me, it'll be sacrilegious.
Hi, Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you got a lot of Hollywood hotties getting on you, or what? And you were like a Miley Cyrus. That shit works. You know, I mean,
I've known her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, she's grown up.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah, she has.
Mr. Gianni Russo played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather.
James Caan.
Ah,
filthy asshole.
He broke through your ribs, you saying?
With the kicking when I crawled out?
Yeah.
Going to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
We want to introduce Mr. Bach Rutten.
How many bouncers did you take out at that one time in Sweden?
There were five of them, so I had every one I dropped, but they were keep coming back up,
Mario Andretti. Mario, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, guys. Greg, one question.
Yeah.
If I call you the rambling freak, will you squash me like a bug?
Hey, this is Sebastian Bach, and you are listening to Greg and Joe.
Hey, it's Drita from Mobwise, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, and you know what? You better listen, or else.
Hey, it's Max Martini from 50 Shades of Grey, and you're listening to Greg Valentino and Joe Piotaro.
This is Rick Drayson, and you're listening to the Greg and Joe Show.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Piotaro and Greg Valentino.
Hey, everybody, this is Ron Bumblefoot Saul, and you're listening to Joe Piotaro and Greg Valentino. Yeah!
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
What's up, guys? James Maslow here, and you're listening to Joe and Greg.
This is Big Andy, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, and you better fucking listen.
Hey, everybody, this is Les Stroud, a.k.a. Survivor Man, and you're listening to the Greg and Joe Show.
Okay, listen up. Off-season. The movie is available right now to rent or own on Amazon.com.
Well, I've been thinking about competing on a more serious level lately.
What's up, man? I just started seeing you around here.
I'm Donnie.
I trained a couple of guys this year. I did the diet right. I could bring you in as a heavyweight. And the sport is 24/7. It's not just about your physique, Donnie. Trust me. I want you to come with me so I can introduce you to some people, people that could sponsor you, people that could hook you up.
The Bodybuilding Short Film stars IFBB Pro Rob Ewells, Mark Vincent, and the one and only Greg Valentino. Shh, don't tell nobody that's me. The critically acclaimed movie tells a story of a bodybuilder conflicted between an emerging relationship and his desire to compete. So for more information or to see it now, check out www.theoffseasonmovie.com. That's theoffseasonmovie.com or go to Facebook/offseason. So go to Amazon, go check out Off Season right now and buy the friggin' DVD. Don't be friggin' cheap. Buy the DVD. Let me know what you think about it. Of course, my part's the best. Just kidding.
Hey, everyone loves having sex. Who wants to deal with unwanted pregnancies and STDs? That's why there's a great new service that will always keep you safe, prepared, and satisfied. It's called RubberClub.com. Whether you're playing the field with multiple partners and doing the smart thing by wrapping it up, wink, wink, or you're in a committed relationship and you just prefer to use condoms, RubberClub.com is the service for you. It's as simple as this. Go to RubberClub.com, pick a plan that works best for you, and then your favorite brand of condoms will be shipped right to your door monthly in a discreet package. No one wants to deal with embarrassment of buying condoms at the store or miss out on opportunities with the ladies because you forget to buy your condom. or simply open up your web browser, type in rubberclub.com. You'll know you're at the right place when you see their friendly mascot, Ruben the Rubber. So go to rubberclub.com and sign up today. Rubberclub.com. Get caught with your pants down, because that's rubberclub.com.
Hey, Greg, last I checked, you and I weren't getting any younger. Let's not bullshit anybody and stop beating around the bush and tell it like it is. So guys like us were starting to get into that middle-aged range. Sometimes you need a little something extra to keep it going in the gym and to keep looking good. Our newest sponsor here on the Greg and Joe Show, sponsored by Muscle Sport Magazine, is just the right place to do that. ARLRussia.ru, that's ARLRussia.ru, will definitely make sure that you get all your hardcore bodybuilding fitness needs and make sure that you can keep it going in the gym and keep everything going hard as nails. So make sure you check out all their products, a one-stop shop here. And you know, they don't fuck around over in Russia. They put their stuff together top-notch with great research involved, and obviously results speak for themselves. So make sure you check out our friends, our newest sponsor here, ARLRussia.ru. It makes them very different. The value and safety of their customers is a huge importance, and that's good to know in this day and age. Check them out. Make sure you told them that you heard this message here on the Greg and Joe Show about their products.
Hey, guys, this is Steve Weatherford, Super Bowl champion, New York Giants, and you're listening to Greg and Joe.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Greg and Joe Show. Two guineas, one mic. Listen, motherfuckers, or I'm coming to your house for your daughter.
And welcome to this week's episode of the Greg and Joe Show, presented by Muscle Sport Magazine. Joe Piattaro here without Greg Valentino for this portion of the show. This was a last-minute interview that we were able to put together. And right now on the Greg and Joe Show, presented by Muscle Sport Magazine, we are being joined by none other than New York Giants punter and my pal, Mr. Steve Weatherford. Steve, welcome to the show.
Big Joe, it's been a long time coming, man. I've always been a fan of yours, fan of the show, and it's good to finally square up some time to get on it.
Great. Now, the pleasure is all mine and all ours. But right now, obviously, NFL offseason. You don't have an offseason, Steve. You're the busiest guy in the world.
I was just about to dig down your throat, brother. Listen, man, if you want to be the best at anything, there is no offseason.
That's right. I mean, not only with your training and everything, and you have a phenomenal training and diet regimen, but also a lot of your charitable things. You have the whole Weatherford Foundation, Weatherford Wednesdays, a big thing on social media. But something new that you're doing is you're actually donating your brain to science for them to do all the concussion tests and everything on it. Give us a little info on that, Steve.
Well, you know, it's something that I've been motivated to do, and I... in my case, I haven't had a ton of problems with concussions, but I think in order for people to compare and contrast brains that have been over a great deal of trauma and brains that have not, obviously my position does not have a lot of trauma at it. So for me to be able to donate my brain, and there's two things I'm hoping that accomplishes. I hope that it accomplishes encouraging more professional athletes and more people in general to make that donation, because it is a serious problem. You've got ALS, you've got CTE, you've got Parkinson's disease, and there's a lot of things about the human brain that we don't know, and enough studies haven't been done because we don't have the equipment to get it done. And what I mean when I say equipment is we don't have enough donors. So, you know, it has impacted my life quite a bit, knowing that one of my best friends, one of my off-season training partners and a neighbor of mine, Junior Seau, took his own life. And I firmly believe that the reason that happened was because of the effects of brain trauma and CTE in his life. And it breaks my heart to see his three kids every day, knowing that they're going to live the rest of their life without a dad. And so that's just kind of me feeling like I'm doing my part to be able to get to the bottom of it and try to stop this problem.
Oh, that, I mean, you hit the nail on the head mentioning Junior Seau's name. Just a tragedy, obviously, and, you know, the whole NFL family, I mean, you know, mourn that loss. That was a terrible loss for such a young man. But the stuff that you're doing, that's a great, noble act on your part. The Steve Weatherford World Champion Foundation, I'm looking at your site right now. Your site is Weatherford5, that's Weatherford, the number 5.com. And then on foundation, tell us a little bit about your foundation that you have, your charity. Steve, you there? Steve,
can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we lost you for a second.
Yeah, I lost you. I just called back on the number, so.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the Weatherford World Champion Foundation. What do you have going on with that?
So my foundation I started about 3 years ago, the Steve Weatherford World Champion Foundation, is something that's near and dear to my heart because I understand that I'm not going to be a professional athlete for the rest of my life, and I needed a platform and a foundation to be able to make the impact in people's lives that I want to make. You know, it was always fun for me to take part in other people's charity, but I thought that there were things, you know, in society and different communities that needed to be addressed. And one of the things in particular that my foundation is able to do is an initiative that I started, and I'm very proud of it because I came up with the idea on my own, was Project Prom. And essentially the genesis of that was when Hurricane Sandy hit the Northeast as hard as it did, you know, it impacted me as well. I was displaced from my home for 7 days, and I actually also played in New Orleans during the time of Hurricane Katrina. So I know all too well the devastation that that brings, and I've always taken part in the rebuilding process, not only of the city, but of the people whose lives were affected. And there's a lot of initiatives out there that are put in place to be able to replace cars, homes, clothes, TVs, PlayStations, but I didn't see anything that was being done for those people to replace the life experiences that a lot of them were going to miss out on. You know, for example, what's more memorable in your life than your senior prom? And knowing that a lot of these kids that are high schools or seniors in high school are unable to attend their senior prom because of something that was out of their control, like a superstorm Sandy. And so I wanted to find a high school that was hit particularly hard by the storm and identify 20 kids that can't afford to go to their senior prom. And I wanted to pay for everything involved, their tickets, their tuxedo, their dress, their hair, their nails, you know, limo, dinner, everything that's involved. And I was able to do that last year for Brick Township down on the Jersey Shore. And it was just a really life-fulfilling event for me because obviously I gave them the gift of being able to go to their senior prom, but I also got to spend some time with them and not really speak to them and tell them my story and the adversities that I've encountered, but really just to listen to them and let them know that there was somebody out there that cared enough about them to take their time, you know, take their financial blessings and share that with them. And, you know, I feel very confident that those kids, that's something that they're going to remember for the rest of their life. You know, not only did they get to go to their senior prom, but they got to do it in style. They went with a professional athlete who actually really genuinely cares about them. So my hope and my dream is that that will turn into a national initiative where all NFL teams will pick a high school that they deem worthy and take their kids to prom, kids that can't afford to go to prom that deserve to go to their senior prom, and every kid deserves to go to their senior prom. So that's just one of the many initiatives that my foundation and the money we're able to raise. That's just one of the things that we're able to do with the finances that we collect. And I'll tell you what, man, prom's a lot more fun to go to when you're 32 years old.
Wow, I remember when we spoke last time, that was in the works, that Project Prom, it hadn't gone off yet, and that's really cool that you were able to do it. I'm sure, like you said, that's the one in a million things. I mean, those kids are going to remember that forever. And You know, just the fact that you were involved with it, you know, obviously with them being local kids, with being fans of the team, most likely. That's amazing, man. And, but you do so many things, charity things. You always answer people's texts, tweets, and Facebook posts. I mean, those are the small things, I think, that so many people overlook pro athletes that are out there. I mean, how do you find time to do all of that? I mean, you must be constantly online doing all of those tweets and everything.
Well, you know what? I'm about to have my fourth child, and nothing is more important to me than my faith and my family. You know, and after my faith, my family comes football. Then shortly thereafter comes fitness, and after that comes philanthropy. So I've got a lot of things I'm very passionate about, and I think in order for me to be able to adequately spread myself out over those things, I got to get up early. So, you know, every morning I'm in bed, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm in the gym by 6, and I'm usually done by 8:30, but that enables me to do everything that I'm passionate about doing. You know, I'm passionate about social media because I think that bridges the gap in between, you know, the quote-unquote celebrities and pro athletes and people who want to know things. You know, they want to know, you know, what did it take for me to be able to go from a kid that was 108 pounds as a freshman in high school, you know, to 225 pounds graduating high school, getting Division I scholarships in all four sports that I played? You know, how did I do that? And so, you know, social media, 9 times out of 10, the questions that I'm asked on social media don't have anything to do with football. You know, it's almost always fitness and nutrition or philanthropic stuff. And it's something I'm very proud of because I've worked very hard on it. I'm very passionate about it. It's something that's important to me. And social media, you know, whether it's Twitter or it's Instagram or it's my Facebook fan page, that really just gives me the platform to be able to share my passion with other people and help motivate and inspire and educate people on what it takes to be the best at whatever it is. Whatever endeavor they want to undertake, that gives them the platform to be able to ask me the questions on how I got to where I am. And, you know, the fun thing about this is I'm not done yet. You know, every time I achieve a goal, I set a new one. And I think in order to be successful in life, you've got to get a goal. After you get a goal, you get a plan. And after you get a plan, you get up off your butt and you make it happen. So, you know, it's the only thing fair in life is that you have 24 hours. And you know, I just choose to use my 24 hours a little bit differently than most people.
Oh, certainly do, man. And your Twitter handle is @Weatherford5, the same as your website, and Instagram is the same. And I know you only got a couple of minutes, and I'm going to let you go. Congrats on the upcoming addition to the Weatherford clan. That's wonderful. You know, I'm a parent myself, so that's definitely a special day indeed. But just one quick football question. Who are the Giants going to draft next month?
If I had to take a guess, Joe, I would think that we were probably going to go after a safety in the first round, but Jerry Reese and John Mara, our general manager, in cahoots with Tom Coughlin, don't necessarily always draft based on need. A lot of times we draft best available, and I think that served them well in the past. You know, there is a need for a safety with the departure of Antrell Roll, but at the same time, if there's an amazing player that's still available, 9 times out of 10, Jerry Reese makes the decision to sign or draft the best available player, and then once that is accomplished, then I think you go after what your needs are. And I think, you know, drafting in the first round is can make or break your franchise. You know, if you go back and look at franchises that have done poorly in the first round, for example, Jacksonville Jaguars, they've had a couple busts in the first round, and that sets your franchise back quite a bit. Because when you draft somebody in the first round, you're not drafting them based on their potential. You're drafting them based upon getting production right away. And I think it served Jerry Reese well the way that he's done it. So I think he'll continue with that game plan moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, in Jerry's drafts, I mean, not even first round. I mean, his mid-round, late-round picks have panned out all the way back to the 07.
Yeah, I mean, not only does he draft best available in the first round, he pretty much follows that game plan, that formula throughout the draft. Now, you know, when you're getting into third and fourth round and you still haven't gotten a safety and that is a major need, then I think maybe you draft a safety because you need it. But if you don't feel like that safety is worth that particular pick, I don't think Jerry's going to make the decision to draft that guy, because you could feel as if you are wasting a draft pick just because you're in such need of that. So that's a job that I wouldn't want to have, you know, because there's a lot of important decisions who can affect the success of your franchise for years to come. So I think I'm just going to stick to kicking footballs and lifting weights and inspiring and motivating people the best I can. But, Joe, I sure do appreciate some time on the phone with you, man. You've always been incredibly supportive and positive for me, and I appreciate your friendship, and I love your show. Thanks so much.
Same here, Steve. I appreciate everything, man. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
That was Steve Weatherford of the New York Football Giants. I tell you, man, when you talk about athletes that are just, you know, it has nothing to do with sports. When you talk about people that are great, just people. And I met Steve when I worked for Brand X, Fitness RX, Muscular Development, whatever the hell you want to call it. And we did a photo shoot out in Jersey. Probably about 2 years ago now, almost. And we ended up doing two features with the guy. And then down the road, we did a cover of him. And he has the cover on his Weatherford5.com website. And even though, yeah, I don't work for those pricks anymore, but I'm so proud of that cover because it's got Steve on it. And he was so proud of it. He looked great in it. And we had such a great response all over the TV. Super Bowl week, that came out right before that. And unfortunately, my boss did not see the value in that, but Steve did, I did, and the people out there did. So just basically what I'm saying is he did a great job promoting that cover. He was on WFAN Radio, Boomer and Carton. He was on the NFL Network, Fox 5, Good Day New York. He's a big, big supporter of theirs, Duke Castiglione, who we also did a story on back then. So Steve Weatherford, just an amazing athlete, an amazing person. The guy is shredded. He looks great year-round. He's a punter that I've seen defensive ends. Now, I covered sports. I was in Giants locker room, Jets locker room, Colts locker room, Steelers locker room, all, you know, the Super Bowl teams, Cardinals, trying to think, Bears, Pats, you know, so I've seen linebackers and linemen that didn't look as good as Steve Weatherford. And he's a punter, and most punters don't get into fitness that much. Steve's into it because he's just into it. He has nothing to do with his livelihood position or whatever. He's just into it because he likes to, you know, to train, and he has a great work ethic. But his charities are an amazing thing, and, you know, you probably guys have heard Greg and I talking before. I'm a diehard New York Jets fan, but my favorite athlete is Steve Weatherford. It has nothing to do with Giants, Jets, football, baseball, soccer, basketball, whatever. It has to do with somebody being a great person and a fun guy to follow. And we text each other. I think I texted him around the holidays, Merry Christmas or Happy New Year. He texted me back, you know, thanks, buddy, Big Joe. I mean, he's just a sweetheart of a guy. And I am so glad that his publicist had contacted me at Fitness RX and asked if we wanted to do something with him. And I was like, yeah, because I had – obviously, I was a Jet fan. He had played for the Jets before he went to the Giants, and I was sad to see him leave because I thought he had a great year with the Jets. And then he went to the Giants, and obviously being a football fan and in New York and covering those, you know, teams, I was still obviously well aware of this guy. And I saw him out and about, and I was like, oh, the Jets, you know, shouldn't have let this guy go because, you know, he's a great PR guy. He's out there, and he's always positive things coming off of him. And when she contacted me, I was like, sure, I want to talk to Steve. Yeah, so we set it up. Long story short, we did an online piece on him, and then it just grew from there, and I pushed it to get it in the magazine to do a whole shoot, and there you go, and there the story goes. But, you know, we've maintained a personal friendship. The guy is just aces, and for me to say that, you know, and I always tell people that I'm friends with that are Giant fans, bro, I'm a Jet fan, but I want to wear a Weatherford jersey because this guy is just a great guy. It has nothing to do with the team or the sport or anything like that. It's just being an amazing person, and you could hear what he's saying. When we barely even dipped our toe into the water of what this guy's day is like, with all of his charities and stuff like that. He does not have an off season. He trains like an animal. He does all of these charity things. He doesn't sit down for a minute. He's already got three children. Like you said, his wife is expecting their fourth, and it's pretty wild that he spends so much time. But his full story was that he, like he said, he was small, and then he just sprouted later in life in high school, and he ended up making it to the NFL from hard work. This guy's a hard worker. He never eats sweets, not even as a kid. I mean, this is, we've done a few interviews, so I got all into his diet and nutrition and stuff like that, as well as the sports angle of it. But Steve Weatherford, great job. Make sure you check out weatherford5.com. We have the links here on the preview article for this episode of The Greg and Joe Show, presented by Muscle Sport Magazine, right here on MuscleSportMag.com. Just an amazing thing. He's talking about who the Giants are going to trade. Obviously, Antrell Roll was a huge fan favorite, veteran safety that left the Giants via free agency. So, I mean, Weatherford was always like a leader on that team, but I think even more so now, because Roll was kind of a locker room guy and, took a lot of, the right in front of the cameras all the time, and as Steve is. So I think even more so now, that Steve Weatherford is going to play that role even stronger on the Giants in the locker room, which I think is great because he's perfect guy for it. I mean, he's well-spoken. He's well-liked. The media loves him. I mean, who doesn't love Steve Weatherford? I mean, there's nothing negative about him. And then you see things like with Lawrence Phillips, 1995 first-round draft pick, who almost got picked first by the Jets before they woke up and realized, let's pick Keyshawn Johnson instead of Lawrence Phillips out of Nebraska. Lawrence Phillips, trouble in college, bust in the NFL. He played with the Dolphins, a cup of coffee with them after the Rams cut him for insubordination. And then he ends up going to jail, and now they said he killed his cellmate. So two ends of the spectrum. Lawrence Phillips and Steve Weatherford, no-brainer, folks. I mean, as a parent, as a coach myself, of kids playing football, you look at a guy like Steve Weatherford and you say, this is the guy you emulate. Not the jerk who's in trouble all the time, not the guy with marijuana, not the guy with weapons possession charges. No, the guy who wakes up at 5 o'clock in the morning, at the gym at 6, gets home at 8:30, 2.5 hours in the gym every day. This is his off season. I mean, it's amazing. We'll have his workout up there too, because I have the other transcripts that we're going to put up on MuscleSportMag.com. You can see it's an incredible strenuous where he does his warm up is like a half hour long, where he does all of these abdominal exercises and stretches. It's sick. The guy is a gym rat. He looks phenomenal. He's shredded, peeled. I mean, he's into bodybuilding. He's into it as a lifestyle. I mean, obviously, if you see him. He's just a great ambassador of the sport and of thing that is good in life. And I know I sound probably like a 12-year-old girl gushing over Justin Bieber over here, and I don't get starry eyes, when it comes to athletes. But a guy like Steve, just because he's such a cool guy, he's just a down-to-earth person. It's a pleasure for me to have him as a friend, have him on this show, and everybody can understand what he's all about. So make sure you check him out, weatherford5.com, look for his workout and training and nutrition article on But thanks for joining us. See you guys next week on...
The Greg and Joe Show, brought to you by Muscle Sport Magazine.
I have big dreams, I make it big cream. Big shot, heavy hitter on the make, and you wanna look trendy in the Bentley. Be a star band, never act friendly. You wanna have big fame? Let me explain what happens to these stars. Ain't it big?